Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P and Dr. Sue. What's going on, Dr. Sue?
Not a lot. Not a whole heck of a lot. I've just been trying to, you know, keep my... Actually, it's all this stuff I've been looking at for this show. It's just like... Although I have to admit, no one has shocked me yet. Some of them will shock you guys, but nothing that I haven't already heard, unfortunately.
I know. And isn't that so amazing, though? That's something that I wish I had under my belt, Doc. Seriously, like, no one can shock me.
No, there are some things. No, you got to think of it this way, too, though. There are some things I could have easily died without having known. I'd have been fine with it, really. That is the drawback, right?
Right, it is. It is. It's totally true, you know. And sometimes when I think I heard it all, seen it all, it's always something that comes along that's just like, really?
It does that to me every single time. When I hear of a new fetish, that's why your friend with the sheets, that was new to me. That was cool.
Oh, my goodness.
That shocked the doc.
To me
he
too.
Got me on that one.
You know, I had people talking about that show for weeks, like for a whole week. Like, no, just like weeks, I should say weeks, because this has officially been the second week of the month that you came on. So they're like, really? Did that really happen? Oh, my God, Dr. Sue is so funny. Dr. Sue said, don't take it to the beach. You know, it's not like that with a beach towel, like, you know.
Well, it would be just kind of embarrassing, because wouldn't she be, like, rolling around all over it or, like, I don't know.
It would never
hit the
sand. I don't
know. I would like to talk to her and go, okay, describe, please, because I can't do it because it doesn't do it for me. So I
exactly.
want to know what she's looking at or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. For those who are just tuning in for the first time, you know, we want to just welcome you guys, and we hope it's not your last time. Dr. Sue and myself are basically talking about our last show and how I have a friend of mine that has a fetish for towels and sheets. So if you guys are lost, I'm just trying to update you guys on what's so funny about it, because she has a fetish for sheets and towels, and she used them to do things with them. Yeah, so, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Like, she cannot go to the beach and lay her towel out. It would never make it to the sand, okay?
That's kind of the visual I was going for when I was thinking of that, was just, you know, you wouldn't want to go with her because she'd be humping the towel. Like, it would be weird. Or at least, even if she wasn't actually doing it, you would know she was, like, eyeballing your towel, right? You'd be like, it would be like your towel being eye-raped or something. It's weird.
Be like, don't look at my towel. And when she comes over, you're just totally hiding everything. Like, you don't get no extra.
Maybe you could do, like, paper towels or something.
Exactly.
We could get blow dryers. We'll use a blow dryer. Then she's fine.
Oh, my goodness. We'll treat her like how they wash your pets when you take them to one of those groomers. You know, they put a little leash around the neck and tie them to the
desk. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah, those
wash
little
them.
Harness things. Yep, we would have to. Because, I mean, you know, like I said, I can't even fathom being with this poor woman in Bed Bath & Beyond. She would explode.
Exactly. That's a good one.
I can't picture it. That's why, right. You know, we've got to get her on the show.
We definitely do. You know, I emailed her.
It requires you having to talk to her again, and that could be ugly. So.
I mean, I just don't have to hang out with her. You know, I don't mind talking to her, but I just don't want to hang out with anybody who's talking about too much of, you know, that kind of stuff, or too much of stuff that I just have no interest in, because, you know, when you do that, you just lose the person slowly but surely. No one wants to hear it. So you have to
Well, yeah, there's some things that you can keep to yourself. I try to let people know that. Like, I wouldn't be running to the hills and screaming it from the hilltops, because most of the people in the valley are going to be going, say what? Like, it's just, they're not going to get it. So it's better just
exactly.
to shut up.
Exactly. Well, today's show, basically, as you guys, you know, that are tuning in for the first time, and those that are regular listeners know that we've been, you know, just keeping it kind of mellow on the show, not really sticking to one particular topic. So you guys are welcome to share anything or ask any questions. We have the magnificent Dr. Sue on, you know, ready to take your questions or concerns or comments or whatever. I mean, I have a few that was emailed to me also, Dr. Sue, so that's going to be fun.
Oh, I like those. I haven't been able to prime those ones. That's good.
Yeah, so,
that's
I mean, the
cool.
first yeah, the first one, since, you know, we got to be the icebreaker, I see. And for all those who want to, you know, say something, chime in, 818-495-6975. Again, 818-495-6975. So the first question was, do you think that men and women can really be friends?
I think once the sexual air is cleared, yes. But on some level, and I know you and I, we've gone head-to-head on this one. On some level, it may not be on your part, and it usually isn't on the women's part, but the guy is visually humping your leg. If it didn't go through his mind at the beginning and he settled it and whatever, it's going through his mind now. So if you can get past that and explain to him, okay, no matter what, it would, you know, be like humping my brother or something. You know, if you can explain that to him, then that gets it out of the way. But if nothing's ever been discussed, I honestly, trust me, if you were to sit down and talk to them, they would go, well, yeah.
Right. It's true. It's true. And I think sometimes, too, when you cross that boundary, you know, sometimes you have to live and learn. And sometimes you people do just plunge into that whole thing, which I've done. I'm guilty of that. But mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't, you know, hold a friendship together. Sometimes it can. And I think
statistically. Yeah, once you get past that, it's either going to make it or break it. One of the two.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Doug is here. Hey, Doug. Doug is in the chat.
Doug
is here. We love when Doug's on. Yes, we love when Doug's here. Yeah, so, you know, to just wrap that up real quick, I mean, in my opinion, I just feel like, yes, they can, and then no, they can't. You know, I'm on the fence with it. It just depends on the two individuals that are, you know, involved in where they're at in their life, because not everybody's mature enough because they're over 21
to
handle
Lord
certain
things. Oh, Lord have mercy. Please don't think that because someone's over 21 that they're mature. Oh,
no,
Lord.
I can't. I wasn't.
I've met
5-year-olds
that really should be 80. So, you know, it's like, no. It's always the biggest disappointment. I remember when I was teaching my daughter as we were growing up, she's like, well, yeah, but when I get older and you get to be an adult, you know, then you don't have to deal with all this stuff because people act properly. And I just went, no, I'm sorry. I hate to burst that bubble, and I know that's worse than Santa Claus not being real, but they don't grow up. So they just become bigger jerks. So,
yeah, that's
it's unfortunate.
Yeah, so, you know, what's your final word on that, Doc?
I would say, like I said, if you can pull that out right at the very beginning and make sure that nobody's got the hots for the other person, then it can work, depending on, like you said, the maturity of the people. So I would say not likely, you know, to be really good friends until you clear the air.
It's so true. It's so true. I know sometimes it's easier said than done.
You know, then getting all the way, okay, say you're friends with someone for, say, you know, 6 months to a year, and you find out that whole time they've been, like, undressing you with their eyes and, like, thinking of nasty-ass erotic stuff about you, it would gross you out if you didn't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so it's better to clear that out. For sure.
Definitely.
Everything.
I agree with that aspect of it too, Doc. You know, I'm not attracted to somebody. Like, please don't even tell me that you like my dress. Don't do it. Like, it just makes me upset. Like, why are you looking at my dress? Maybe because it's covering my body, Miss P, but it just still makes me feel a little like irked that someone that I'm not attracted to is commenting on something about me. I'm like, really? Why? Am I commenting you? Then don't say that back to me, okay? Like, just leave it alone.
Yeah, like, okay, if you're friends with a guy and he's not gay and he goes, oh, yeah, that makes your tits look great, I'd be like, okay. Unless you've cleared the air. But I think even if he's still hetero, he's still going to be thinking that way. I'm sorry. A guy's a guy's a guy.
Exactly. And a woman,
you know,
is
if
a
you're
woman
dressing
too.
For a club and you're standing in front of him and he comes off with that, what do you think he's doing in his head?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care
exactly.
how good a friend you are with him.
And, you know,
the
don't
more
get
friends
me wrong.
You are, the more it gives him, more gives
right.
him opportunity to think about it.
Absolutely. And then in addition to that, don't get me wrong, because I know a lot of women out there that are predators, okay? They are straight up predators. They will just prey on.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that one up.
Yes, definitely. Predators in disguise.
Now, let's be fair. There's predators on both sides. We know that.
It is.
There's predators on both sides. So we can't always say, oh, it's just this or it's just that, but
it's never just anything, guys. We all know this. It's never just that. But for some reason, we always, like, tend to go towards the male perspective of it because we're females, and men probably go towards the women perspective of it because they're
mm-hmm.
males, you know. But just to be fair, you know, there's predators on both sides of the fence, period.
Well, see, that's the joys of being a Libra. I have to stand back and go, no, we got to make it fair.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything has to be balanced. Come on now.
Right, exactly. It's true. So the next question was, how do you feel about when you're in a relationship and your sex is just crazy, 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 and then all of a sudden mm-hmm. you have to make a schedule to have sex?
You have to reevaluate your life. Because
mm-hmm.
if all of a sudden you're making a schedule, that can be one of many, many, many things, right?
Mm-hmm.
That could be, you know, is the person no longer interested in you, which is the first thing a woman's going to think of. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's messing around. Okay, so we got to determine, is that going on, is that not going on? Then you got to figure out, okay, well, if it's not that, then is it some other stress? Because it could be coming from anywhere. Now you got to find out, is it because you guys are working too much and you just aren't in the same room long enough to have sex? There's too many variables in there. So,
right.
Again, what it's going to boil down to, as with everything, is communication. If all of a sudden you're scheduling sex, first of all, I feel for you because that means that you're like, there's no spontaneity. There's no passion. It's like, oh, it's our Tuesday night slap and tickle. Woohoo. So
it's
that's going to suck right there. If you're scheduling it, you guys need to beef it up.
Exactly. Just, you know, as soon as he or she walks in the door, just be ready. Don't give him time to take off nothing.
The problem is, if you don't have sex, I'm not saying you got to do it every damn day. It'd be nice.
Why not?
I mean,
I'm
just saying, like, it would be nice, but I'm just saying. You don't have to do it every day, but you've got to do it on a fairly consistent basis, because the less you have sex, the less connected you are, both spiritually and emotionally. That's when things start drifting and you start taking on sister-brother role. And it's like, what the
mm-hmm.
hell am I doing here, you know?
Right.
Then he's just your There's best friend and nothing else.
Yeah, and I have enough of those. Like, I don't need another guy friend. You know,
yeah,
that's
so
my
if
motto.
You're scheduling sex, you need to stand back and take a look at a bunch of different factors. One, is the other person fooling around? That's the first one. You know, are they still interested in you? That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, make sure, you know, that you're keeping the lines of communication open. Check to make sure everybody's not getting outside stressors that, I mean, you don't know if your partner's going through something they're just not telling you about. So
it's
that
true.
Could be too.
Absolutely. And as we always say on all of our shows, is like, you know, communication is very crucial.
If you have no
very
communication,
crucial.
You're not going to have a relationship. That's all there is to it.
That's it. There's no books. There's no doctors. There's nothing that's going to be able to help that. Seriously.
No. Can't be done.
Nope, don't waste
you
your
can't
money.
Can't work miracles, man.
That's it. Invest time, not money, not money. Right.
Okay,
so the next
Smack
question.
Boy thinks that now. Smack Boy says
oh, go
he
ahead.
Can
The
be
Smack
friends.
Boy said what?
He can be friends.
Smack
I'm
Boy,
assuming
you
that
can just be
wait
friends.
A minute, I could be wrong. My bad. Right. Smack Boys, are we male or female?
I think it's male.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. But he said after he had sex
male.
With
okay,
them, though.
See, we were right. So how is it you? Oh, you figure you can be friends with women without? You know, we're talking to Smack Boy in the chat room. You think
yeah.
that you can be friends without going down the sexual thing?
No, he said that he'll have sex with them, but that's he'll be friends with them after he has sex with them.
Oh, well, see, but there you go. Because he's taken, well, there you go. He's taken the sex and removed it. At that point, it's, you know, either you confront it or you do it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, then you can be friends, sure. Because that element
yeah,
has been removed.
Yeah, after you got that out the way, right?
Yeah. That's why you can be friends with your ex. Because, honestly, by the time they're your ex, very rarely do you want to have sex with them. Matter of fact, looking at them and thinking of sex makes you want to vomit. So.
Oh, that's so true. Yikes.
Now, so you can be friends with your ex.
So true. So true. So the next question, Doc, was, you know, she won't date a single man. She says that she needs to always date someone that's attached to someone. Is it do you see a problem in this?
Okay. It depends on a bunch of things. If you can handle the fact that you are never number one, okay, if you're never number one, that's fine. But remember, you are always going to be the mistress, the one on the side. You're getting the scraps the wife's throwing to you. So kind of keep that in mind. Now, if you can do that, go ahead and do it. I'm not going to sit there and say you shouldn't do it because, oh, they're married. Because if this guy's cheating, that's not your issue. Obviously, he's got an issue within his marriage. It's got nothing to do with you. That's why, ladies, please keep this in mind. When confronted with a cheating situation and it's your man who's cheating with another woman, do not instantly pop the woman, because the chance is very high that she's being lied to. She didn't know you existed either. And women do that so much. I mean, hello, look at Maury, look at all our, you know, that cheaters show and everything else. We got to stop doing that. Unless you're doing it to be vindictive. And I don't get that this person who asked this question is being vindictive about it. She probably feels safer with married men because she doesn't want to commit.
Right.
There are women who do that too.
Right.
Usually think of that as being a male problem. But it's not. She may not want to commit. This may be perfect for her because she doesn't have someone under her feet all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of women out there that can't stand that. It'd be like, you know, if I got to live with the guy, I'll kill him. But,
right,
you know,
but
he's good for everything else.
Right, but wouldn't it be, like, sensible? Okay, it's not her issue, in my, like you just stated, Doc, that, you know, she's cheating with someone that's attached. It's his issue because it's his relationship. I agree with you 100%. But the moral of the story is, like, does she have an issue? Yes, to me, she does have an issue that she needs to address ASAP. And they do have doctors like yourself out there for that.
Well,
because
yeah, and you've got to look at it. Yeah, exactly. You've got to look at it as, first of all, you know, if we're looking at, like I said, if we're looking at it from a just a logistical standpoint, if you can handle it, fine. But yes, you're right. There's an underlying problem going on. Why can't you commit? Why don't you want this guy close to you? You'll find people who have been sexually abused will do that. You know, I want to keep this person at arm's length. A married guy's perfect for that because, you know, he's not going to make demands on me. But there's not a lot of women that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's harsh.
It is.
It's harsh being number two.
Mm-hmm. It is, because after a while, you're going to want more for yourself, hopefully. I'm praying on it.
But if she's got her head screwed on right, and she's just like, no, this just works really well for me, or I'm constantly on the road, so, you know, I don't want the demands of someone going, you're never home. You know, like, maybe it works for her.
Assuming that
it's working for her,
fine,
go ahead and do it. But you, if it's not, if you're coming out of it after seeing him and you want to see him more, or you want to, or you're feeling all pouty because, oh, you know, I don't get to be with him tonight, well, then now you got to ask yourself, what the hell are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And,
exactly.
Yeah, if there is that issue, then there, you've got underlying problems. You've got self-esteem issues to just shave that right off the top.
Yeah, Doug said that women are notorious cheaters, too. He also says that they cheat to hurt their husbands. And Doug also added that I know women who do that. And, I mean, you know, I guess he's relating to what we're talking about right now as far as the women dating men or, you know, sleeping with men that are attached already as for comfort zones. That's all it's really about. Like, hey, I want to fluff my pillow and I want to prop it this way because it helps my neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, better. It's like that supportive thing. But hopefully, you know, you her whole life or the, for the rest of your life, if you're tuned in, that you will not continue on this pattern because all good things come to an end. I learned the hard way. So, you know.
Now, I also knew someone who had an affair with a married man for that exact reason. Actually, she was a distant aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very happy for like 40 years.
From being
so
like
it
being
can a- work. That's what I'm saying. Don't ever think it can't work. But if you've got to be in the right headspace for it to work. But if you're doing it because you're clinging and you're like, well, but he's never with me, and oh, I just want to be. No, you've got other issues going down.
Right.
Now what? Okay, Smackboy in the chat room says, can you be mentally detached from sex? Period. I think men can. I think women have a harder time at it.
I think is I think then I must have a male part of me then, because I can detach instantly. I don't know, that scares me sometimes, but I can. So I can't speak for the rest of you ladies out there. Dial in 818-495-6975 and tell Dr. Sue and myself, can you detach easily after sex?
Yeah, like I would love to know that. If any ladies are out there that can, that you guys find it easy to just, you know, detach from that person and just sex is sex, who cares? And then you can walk away without feeling any emotional tie. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I think I need professional help for that, you know, because
no,
I want to feel emotional.
So. No,
like I want
to
feel more,
so.
But I can't.
But is it? But does it become something where if you're in a relationship, you can't feel anything for him?
No, if I'm in a relationship, then I'm totally in a relationship because I feel connected. But if I'm just, you know, having a good time or whatever, like I can like physically just say whatever. If I'm in a relationship and it goes, you know, badly and it's over and it's done, of course you're going to feel bad and crappy that this is all done, all said and done. But at the end of the day, I can just turn and keep it moving. And that's the best way for me to...
Oh, it's a brilliant way to be.
Yeah, like delete your numbers. Right, delete the number, get rid of pictures, get rid of stuff that remind you of the person. Don't have their numbers linging. Detach from them on social networks. Detach from their friends until you're at a good place where you can go forward and say, hey, how you doing? Yeah, we were in a relationship. It didn't work out, but how you feel anyway? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because people, they just like to linger. Oh, we're going to get back together. Oh, I still love them. And just hold on and hold on. And that's why you still
you're wasting
space.
Time. You're wasting
exactly.
Your own precious time if you do that.
Mm-hmm. I don't have time. I'm getting old, guys.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Right, exactly.
Doug,
so what
Doug in the chat room wants
say?
To know, can I be mentally detached? Doug, I just want you to know, you already are mentally detached, so you're perfectly fine.
So you want to
right
road right now.
You are doing well.
You want to right track, Doug. We love you. Exactly. But
he
I
has a good question
see-
this week, though. You ready for his?
Doug,
yeah.
Oh, I'm ready to hear. Yeah, of course.
Okay. I got a good one here. Yes, Dr. Sue is cruel. Doug wants everyone to know in the chat room that I am cruel. But I still work as a dominatrix. That's just part of my makeup. What can I say?
I know that's right, hot mama.
You don't like the cruelty, get out of the kitchen.
Okay. Don't stir the pot up.
Okay, here's what Doug is wanting to know, and I need you ladies to listen into this, and even if you are too shy to call us at 818-495-6975, and you're too shy to go into the chat room, then email us later, because you will see that the emails and everything are still on there when you're listening to it later, and tell us what you think of this scenario. You're doing online dating. Okay, so you're in, say, eHarmony or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you make a connection with someone to the point where now you're, like, talking by text off of the site. And everything's going fine. And then you set a date. And then you cancel it. Or you don't hear from them again. Why do women flake? And I think, like I, and we've discussed this many times. He and I have these battles. And to me, it can be a million things. And I think what men do is they take it too personally, too quickly. Now, do you think, like, that's why I said I'm glad you brought up the idea of predators. Do you think, and I agree, there are women out there, I've seen them, who go onto these sites and are using it for 100% validation only. Oh, look at all the men that want me. They have no intention of going on a date.
It's total
validation only.
Yeah,
but
that's
why would
about.
You play around with someone and then not go on the date? Like,
it's all
is
control.
It because... I mean, you are obviously interested enough to take it to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. A lot of people, it's just for recreation. You know, it's just like getting up and saying, hey, you know what? I want to go shoot some hoops. This is what they do. You know, it's a lot of the things that I feel that we do as human beings is all about the way we started off from the beginning to the end. You know what I mean? Like how you brought up. Because some people are brought up in great environments and stuff like that. And then some people aren't. And then some people
are.
Yeah,
but to me, a lot of this, and I realize I also think like a guy more than I do a woman. And I also, I get it more. But to me, there is no sense of common sense and manners. Simple manners. Why can't you just say you're not going to show up? Or why can't you just be honest and tell the person, you know, I found someone else, I'm not going to see you?
Mm-hmm.
Why just flake and leave them hanging? Especially if you're getting along really well, everything's fine, and then, like, where did you go?
Exactly.
And to me, I just think we should be a little bit more open and just, you know, stop doing this. I don't know, it's women playing games.
No,
I know that
games.
They're heavily influenced by girlfriends when they're doing this online dating thing.
It's all freaking bullcrap. Like, honestly, I'm so mad at everybody right now. Everybody! No. No.
<Uh-oh>. Here we go.
I just want people to understand, like, people are always constantly talking about how they want a structured situation, right? But they do everything in their power to not continue building the bricks to make, the, you know, redefine that structure. Everything is game playing. It goes from starting off well to just going into games, into the lies, to being deceitful, to being sneaky, to being underhand and malicious and disrespectful. And all anything that you have experienced in a bad situation, it becomes that. When people swear for God, like, oh, my God, I've been hurt and I don't want to love no more. I love you. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, my God, I don't even want to talk to you no more. Get out. You know, like, what the hell? What do you want to do? I'd rather just go and say, hey, let's go and be like, you know, the girl who sent us the email saying, hey, I just want to have sex and just leave. Let me get, you know, can I just pack my overnight bag or my hour bag and see you and then I'm gone? Is that allowed? I mean,
For women? I think so.
Yeah,
I think
it should be like that. It should be like that. If
but
you
I don't
be...
think you have to disrespect someone in the process.
No,
if you don't
want
to go out with them, say you don't want to go out with them, but don't turn around and go, you know, just not answer or just suddenly disappear. Or it's so juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
Just be honest. Mm-hmm.
It is. But I know I was in the chat room and I was just looking at the other part of the Smack Boys thing.
That's what I was looking at that earlier too. Read that for everybody.
Yeah, he said, can you be mentally detached from sex, period, as far as climaxing? Oh, Lord, someone just made my thing go away. Okay, as far as climaxing, you know, having an orgasm, you're not feeling the sensation? But you're not feeling the sensation. Is that a mental thing or a physical thing?
Okay, so you're having, I want to get this right, Smack Boy. So is it that you're having the orgasm, but you're not feeling it? So something's coming out, but you just don't feel the orgasm?
Yeah,
or
I guess.
Or is it?
Yeah, maybe you can
I'm just trying to
type that over.
Figure out what that is,
because
that would be something physical.
Uh-huh.
Like, because that's the whole point of using desensitizers.
Uh-huh.
Like things like China brush and what have you that they use in the porn industry. Those are, you know, penis desensitizers. And that would be something like that. But it's not, you know, can you become detached after? I'm assuming that it's, that he's discussing something that's physical, not mental. Like,
yeah.
In other words, can you have an orgasm and be mentally, yeah, of course. You don't have to mentally be there. You do enjoy yourself. You're
mm-hmm.
enjoying the feeling. But that I don't think that's what he meant.
Right. I don't know, but Smack Boy, if you could retype that for us, that'd be great. That would be great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, ladies, honestly, we want to know why you act kind of ridiculous on dating sites. Because Doug's not the only one that's brought this up. A lot of guys have brought this up with me. That they just there's too much game playing. So I want to know why are you on there, just playing a game like it. I don't know, just me, but it seems like, isn't there something you should be doing better with your time? Because another thing they do is they go on these sites and then they have no time for dates. Well, then what are you doing? Oh, I'm too busy. Okay,
yeah, what's going on with Smack?
Are you here?
Right. What's going on with Smack and Doug in a chat room?
I don't know. They're smacking at each other. I'm just letting them, you know.
See, what you do is you let them
keep going, like chasing each other until they both fall over and get exhausted, see?
Yeah, I want them to put that energy on us. Put that energy on us. Call in. Tell us how you feel about it, you know, for real. So that's hilarious. So you're right. Why do people go on these websites and pretend to want to be, but don't know how to maintain it or at least have the common
courtesy? I understand.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is women, when they go on these things, because I used to have a dating website, and what happens is women going on them is few and far between. You can get your site filled completely with men, not an issue. It's getting women there. It's the same issue if you're doing matchmaking. Finding
uh-huh.
women is always the issue. It's never finding men.
Right.
So when they go on, they're inundated. One of the girls said that she got, I think she said it was like 50 emails in 3 hours.
Wow.
Like, it's berserk.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to really make yourself stand out in order to be seen.
Right, exactly.
But I'm just saying, if you've gone past that point and you've got to where you're texting and everything's fine and you're having fun and then all of a sudden they drop off the face of the planet, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true. It's absolutely true. And I don't know what's going on in the chat room, but I want you guys to cut it out because, you know, it's distracting others that's in the chat room. So knock it off, guys. Whatever's happening, it doesn't matter. It's over. This is a show. We're here for love and empowerment only, okay? So we're going to just go forward from here. So anyway... Yeah,
so did you have any more questions?
Because
I still got lots.
Oh, yeah,
if you don't have any.
You have what, Doc?
I have lots if you don't have any.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Jump right in.
Oh, no, like, have you got any more that came to you? Because I'd rather do
those.
Yeah, I do.
I
have
two more.
Important to me. Okay,
oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Hit me.
I have two more. Why do so many marriages fail?
Why do so many marriages fail? No
yes.
communication. I'm going back to the C word again. I know you guys are going to get really sick of me saying that, but it's zero communication.
Yes.
Zero communication. Even if you peel back the layers, if you go, well, yeah, but he cheated on me.
Right.
It doesn't matter. There's still lack of communication. He's cheating on you for a reason. For some reason,
exactly.
He's not connected to you anymore. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't do it. So it's always going to come down to communication. If you have no communication, your marriage is going to go down the toilet. If you got into it for the wrong reason, it's going to go down the toilet. If you got married thinking things would get better because you've been living with him for 6 years, oh, the humanity, it's not going to happen. Don't think that marriage solves things, and for the love of the Lord, please do not think a child fixes things.
Right. Please don't, because that only heightens the craziness.
it's worse.
Well, it's crazy. It's so crazy. I just don't even understand. Like, it's so funny that this question came to, because I was talking to someone earlier, and they were saying that she just recently got married, and now she works at a catering hall. So she's, you know, tending to the bridal party and stuff like that. And she said the entire time they were just going back and forth. Nobody could agree on nothing. The mother had their own idea. The other mother from the groom's side had their own idea of how they wanted things. So it's just like this big whole thing. And she said that's why she thinks that marriages don't work, because people put too much emphasis on who's going to be in control of this from the beginning before they even say I do. Everybody wants the ring.
Well, see, you're not going to get me to argue that point, because I won't get married. I mean, I've been with the man I'm with for 17 years. I won't get married because, to me, I've been married. A piece of paper changes people. I'm just not a big proponent of it. So, yeah, the wedding alone, they say wedding, moving, and something else, I can't remember what it was, are the most stressful times in your life.
Right.
Anytime you move.
It is.
Anytime you get married.
Right. I'm not trying to get married either. Forget all of that. And if I did, I can go get married in a pair of jeans. Take me for who I am. What am I putting on white for? I'm not a virgin. You know, people go through all this crazy stuff. Like, I can understand the whole traditional thing if people never had any kind of sexual contact. But if you had sexual encounters, more than one, more than two, more than 10, what are we doing? Why do we have to have this whole big thing?
Yeah, and you'll find that most people get caught up in the, well, hello, Kim Kardashian. They get caught up into the fairy tale of planning this gigantic party without, it's got nothing to do with it. Do you know what I mean? It's so unnecessary. You can just as easily just throw a party and not do the marriage. It would probably be 10 times less stressful, because the problem is everybody's trying to please everybody but themselves. So the wedding in and of itself, if you can survive that, it's huge.
Absolutely. Phoenix wanted to know, do you think a marriage, that being married, puts you in a box?
Not if you don't let it. I think that comes down to what you will and will not do.
Right.
If you allow yourself to be placed in a box, and Phoenix, describe what you mean by placed in a box. I realize it's hard right now, but we will find it.
Yeah, well, you know, she's saying that she don't know what's going on. She's lost in here, and I'm trying to figure out what's happening. I don't even know.
We don't know what the two of you are fighting about.
Well,
gentlemen.
Smack said something.
We don't know what you guys are fighting about because we were talking.
Oh,
so,
good.
Okay,
you
Doug's
out.
Gone, so never mind.
Okay, good. All right, good, because that's crazy pants. When I was reading the entire thing and Smack said nothing. Doug just started
this
ranting.
This is what I don't get.
Yeah.
And
so
that,
anyway,
honestly, that's not Doug.
Who
he doesn't behave like that. So
no.
That to me is weird.
No, Doug, I don't understand why that happened either. I love Doug. Doug, wherever you are, when you listen back, I love you. But we just can't have nonsense going on in the chat room, period.
I just tend to wonder if it was him. I would be very surprised if that was him at all.
Yeah, we have to scroll up to read
weird.
It. Yeah, we have
anyways,
to scroll up.
Anyway, no big deal.
Yeah.
Back to what we were discussing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, I mean, we've been playing it pretty, this is pretty level. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, let's turn it up. What you got, Doc?
Yeah, like, I mean, we're in the last 20 minutes here. I think we need to turn it up a notch.
I think we do.
See if I can find one that's really juicy here. Nah, that one's boring.
That one's boring.
Sorry, it doesn't mean I won't ever read it, but it's just I want to juice things up here. We need a little levity and some bizarreness.
Something I can
there,
like,
I have
oh
some
goodness.
Really heavy stuff here, too.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go heavy.
Okay. Okay. I mean, this is in their words. All day and night, I think of ways, places, scenarios of how I want it. I'm assuming they mean sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a husband, and all I want him to do is bend me over, grab my hair, and make me scream. Then I want him to flip me over and taste me until I can't breathe, he drowns, or I smother him between my legs, whichever comes first.
Whoa.
I'm not even done yet. He's amazing in bed, but for whatever reason, it's not enough, and I can't tell him that. He's such an amazing person. He's sitting right here next to me, and I'm soaked, but I don't initiate anything because I don't want to feel like this later. Ugh, and I don't really get what that means. And then it was, anyways, that was just a thought. So I don't, what do you think?
I think this is just classic,
right off the bat.
That was classic off the bat. I mean, her descriptions were, like, I had my mind there. I thought I was, like, looking at her.
Exactly. But what is missing in that scenario? What's the problem?
Why didn't she have sex? He's sitting right next to her. What's happening? What's the holdup? I didn't
She's
understand the last part. Yeah.
She's not communicating.
How about just take it?
So right here, I mean, right here, she's like, you know, as soon as she slipped over and hair pulled and the whole bit, he's amazing in bed, but for whatever reason, it's not enough, and I can't tell him that. Why?
Exactly. Phoenix asks if you can read it again.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll do it for everyone listening later because everyone will be like, ooh, this is cool. Okay, ready? Ready? I'll do it for nighttime reading. This is the erotic portion of the show.
I love it.
Okay, she says, all day and night I think of ways, places, scenarios of how I want it. Yes, I have a husband. And all I want him to do is bend me over, grab my hair, and make me scream. Then I want him to flip me over and taste me until I can't breathe, he drowns, or I smother him between my legs. LOL, whichever comes first. He's amazing in bed, but for whatever reason, it's not enough. And I can't tell him that. He's such an amazing person. He's sitting right here next to me, and I'm soaked. But I don't initiate anything because I don't want to feel like this later. Now, that I'm kind of not clear on.
Yeah, like, why would you want to feel like that every second of the day? I'm confused.
Well,
because
I think her point is she can feel that way, but without him.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, in other words, she can feel that way by fantasizing about this stuff, but for some reason she can't go to him and go, this is what I want you to do.
That's deep.
And again, now you're talking communication. Why can't you go and do that? That's the first thing you should do. Give him the opportunity to do it. Now, if he looks at you and goes, you know what? I just don't think I can do that. Fair enough. That's fine. Sounds to me like he would be somewhat of a submissive male. It's the other thing. If you're living with a submissive male and you're asking him to be alpha, even if he tried it, it's going to be the most hilarious thing you've ever seen. Because they don't have the ability to come off that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just if you're submissive, you can't grab someone and ravage them. It's just not part of who you are. But the whole thing still with her comes down to the point of, okay, why can't you tell him? You're not telling him he's crappy. You just finished saying he's wonderful. So you start off with, you know what? You're an amazing guy in bed, but there's some stuff I'd really like to try.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that you're awful. I'm not saying, I just want to try something new.
That's it. Or just do the Miss P method. Just be like, let's make it. And when you hear that, you know what time it is.
Well,
I want to hear nothing
else.
Not,
and she's not saying he doesn't give her sex. She's getting all kinds of good sex, but it's not the sex she wants.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Let's make it,
so
meaning
just,
let's make it happen. Okay, my way.
And I'm giving the guy an out by saying, you know, there are men out there who cannot, quote, unquote, fuck.
It's
okay,
true.
There's a difference between getting fucked and being made love to, which is why I told you to set this to explicit. Because
oh,
there is
God,
a distinct difference between
uh-huh.
those two things.
Uh-huh.
And this is what she wants. So he's probably being very tender and very loving and, you know, she just wants to be thrown up against the wall and ravaged.
Don't.
That's the issue there. She just, but unless you tell him, the man is not psychic. He doesn't know. She could
he
be
doesn't.
Married to some cute little tiny, you know, Hans the Mole Man accountant who doesn't have that in him to do it.
Oh, yes. Max said classic.
But it's true. So, I mean, there's a lot of variables, so it's not really an easy one to answer other than you need to talk to him.
Exactly.
And thank you for the erotic moment there.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that submission. I mean, like, she could write a book, you know? She's,
oh,
she
I have,
great
yeah, there's, I have many of those.
Yeah, that was hotness. Well, we
when
have a quote on the line.
When people do confessions, they confess, you know, quite
a
colorfully.
Lot.
As a matter of fact, I have one here that I literally had to X out most of it because it really went into stuff we really didn't need to discuss because it was extremely graphic. And
wow.
This show is.
Really? We're going to save that for In Bed with Dr. Sue.
I may have to. I don't know, but I don't even think it's racy enough for that one. I mean, you know,
it's
I've got a really simple
show
one
and not
if you want to go down this road.
I love it. It's what we could read it. We could take a caller too, and we can read it. It's awesome. We're gonna put the caller on. You're on the air with Dr. Sue and Ms. P. How you doing tonight?
How you doing?
Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, this is Romeo DiNatti.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, good. You see how silly I am? You see that
I'm
always
enjoying.
Over here giggling.
Ain't no wrong with that.
Yeah, so you never met Dr. Sue. Dr. Sue, this is Romeo. He came on Ladies Twinkle segment. Shout out to Ladies Twinkles. And he gave us this erotic poem that was out of this world. Yes, and amen, and thank you.
Does that mean that you have one for us tonight, Romeo?
Oh, I always got poetry on deck. But I had a question, actually.
Oh, yeah,
sorry,
please.
Okay. Well, it's actually dealing with my poetry. I like to specialize in erotic poetry.
Okay.
And being in a relationship and going out to doing shows and trying to entice women, you know, to just feel good. Being away from home, will I ever have a healthy, successful relationship? And it's out of field, I'm there.
Okay, well, Romeo, you haven't really told me what field you're in. You just do erotic poetry, and I get the feeling that you're probably not making a living off of that.
No, not quite. I'm also working to become a chef. But my plan is to go out and do spoken word, going
okay.
out and do shows, and
now, what kind of shows are you thinking of doing? I'm assuming because you're doing erotic, you're thinking, you know, not your local book club.
No. Open mic features, theme features,
mm-hmm.
private parties, like fun parties, pure romance. Things that cater to sex central erotic.
Okay. So do you think that you can be, why couldn't you? Why couldn't you be with someone who grasps what you're trying to do and the fact that you're trying to open women up and make them feel good and make them understand that their sexuality is fine, and why couldn't you be with someone who could dig that? I don't see why you couldn't.
Because when people are away, you tend to think that, you know, they're being unfaithful. And then you add in the element that, you know, the words that I'm speaking, you know, I mean, we're meant to turn women on. So, you know, I would be in that environment where it'd be easily, you know, thought of me, you know, being surrounded by women.
I would have to trust, and I would hope that your partner would trust in you that you wouldn't do anything. I mean, there's men out there who are in relationships who are stripping. There's men out there in relationships who are hooking.
True.
You know, they're male escorts, and they're in relationships. It's just part of the job. As long as she knows that you're not going to be banging every broad that comes and throws her underwear at you, you should be fine. It's all in how the other person is able to handle it or not.
Right.
So if she's insecure, she probably won't be able to handle it. And if that's the case, you want to know that before you end up, you know, getting screamed at every 5 minutes from the woman.
Yeah, yeah. No one wants that.
Exactly.
But I don't understand why a woman wouldn't date Romeo with that voice and just be like wherever he is at all times. Like, let me be the microphone. Use me as the microphone.
So
you know, just
that
do that.
So
just let me be your instrument, okay? Use me. Okay? I just had to say that real quick. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, no, man.
I just had to put
Did
that out there, and I'm going to have to digress. Like,
we're getting,
you know,
we're
digress.
Getting Ms. P all worked up here.
Yeah, like Lady Twinkle says, digress. Let me digress, yeah.
But I digress, yeah.
Exactly.
But no, you
so.
Can be perfectly happy. Yes, I think you can. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
But you got to find a powerful woman who's very secure within herself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Not someone who's super clingy and is going to be wondering what you're doing every 30 seconds.
Yeah. I cannot stand a clingy woman.
What's that?
He can't stand a clingy woman.
Yeah, oh no, who can? But a lot of them, the thing is, and there we go again with predators, a lot of them don't let you know they're clingy till you're already living with the woman.
Right,
and then all
right.
of a sudden she
so
goes
suffocated.
Psycho.
Yep.
Yes.
But I'm doing y'all's show. Did y'all want a piece before I put myself back on mute?
Sure, I don't see why not.
Okay, love or erotica?
Erotica.
Okay.
Look, I'm waiting for it. You can see my face.
Team.
I'm waiting patiently.
All right, I got you. I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, enter to your soul with my thoughts. I want to kiss your lips. To your eyes rolling to the back of your head. I want to kiss your lips until you feel the need to grab and squeeze the covers on the bed. I want to kiss your lips till your body gets weak. Then further kiss your lips until you start to drip on the sheet. I want to kiss ugly about your lips so good. It makes you rub on my face. Want to kiss you from the door to the couch, the floor, up and down the steps, baby. I want to kiss your lips all over the place. To be honest, I want to kiss your lips until you feel like you're going to melt into my mouth. Then like a soaring eagle looking for nourishment, I'm going to head my way down south and softly kiss your lips, then slowly slide my tongue over and around your lips. The feeling makes you grab and caress your breast, and directly after I part your sweet drip and lift to my tongue, you think, oh, shit, this is the best, my body and bottom lip. I think I'm done with you, baby. I'm finna take my time. I'ma kiss your lips just as long as you take grapes to turn into fine wine. I closed my eyes, pulled you to my face and went to work. All you heard was the sloop, slop, slurps of my kissing you, of me licking you, of me tasting you, of me enjoying every single drip down my chin, and of all the moans and groans I receive from those lips. That's my thoughts.
Wow.
Wow.
Awesome. Yes. I mean, especially the part that you want to kiss my lips, not her lips, my lips,
oh,
until
your
they
lips.
Turn into
your
fine
lips.
Wine. Yeah. No. That was awesome. Thank you so much, Romeo. Thank you.
Thank you, Romeo. That was absolutely lovely.
It was sexy.
And thank you for calling in with your question, by the way.
Oh, thanks for answering. So I'm
no problem. Anytime. Anytime.
I'll put myself back on mute.
Okay. See you later, Romeo. Aw. Such a cute
That was very nice. And
it was.
Phoenix said that you guys already heard that one.
Was it? Because I was just, I don't think it even really mattered. You know,
it doesn't matter.
He could just talk.
He's just like liquid chocolate. I mean, it's just, you just want to sit there and let it pour all over you. It's lovely.
Exactly. Exactly. Let it melt.
Exactly.
It melt on me. Yeah. It could be, he could come in, he could call here every week and say that to me. It's okay. I won't get tired of it. I really wouldn't. But, yeah, Dr. Sue, shout out to Romeo. Thank you for sharing that piece with us.
Thank you, Romeo, and thank you for calling in with your question.
Absolutely. So do you have something else that we could put out there, Dr. Sue, before
I will do.
We
shall
wrap
we
it up?
Do something really quick? Let's do something
yeah,
really
something
quick.
Yeah, something really quick so we can,
really
you know.
Quick and really just something to freak everyone out. Do we want to freak out or we want to end on a relatively
Yay, let's
note?
Freak them out. Yay.
Are we
going to
freak them
no.
out?
Yeah,
no?
Let's take them down. Take them down.
Okay. I'm 15. Okay, I realize that, understand, just to kind of ignore the age because it doesn't matter. I'm 15, I wear diapers, still have a baby bottle and a pacifier. What do you think?
What?
I think you're probably... you
what?
Said you wanted freaky, girl. I gave you freaky. You want freaky? I just gave you freaky.
Wow. Like, is this... Okay, how old... Did they even mention age in this?
I'm assuming it's a guy, said I'm 15.
15? 15. Oh, my goodness. If Lady Poodle is going to be like...
And Snack Boys in the chat room wants to know, is that sexual? Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness.
He will be growing up to be one of the very many, many, many adult babies out there.
Wow. I'm in shock. Like, it was supposed to be Shock the Doc, not Miss P, okay?
No, too late, man. That's what I'm saying. It's going to take a lot to shock the doc, which is why, you know, when we get the T-shirts made and all y'all are going to call in and try and shock me, I don't think we're going to be handing out that many T-shirts. I just don't think it can be done. So does that shock me? Absolutely not. The adult baby industry is huge.
Wow.
There are a lot of people out there doing that. And it has to do, obviously, with a lot of Freudian disconnect with mommy issues and daddy issues, and because there's women that do it too, okay? It's not just
mm-hmm.
guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's
definitely.
More prevalent with men, but
mm-hmm.
there are women out there that do that too.
Wow, that's awesome. Psych, but anyway.
Psych,
no.
but yes, well, you know, what do I think of it? I think, you know, you're just going to grow up to be an adult baby, and I'll be honest with you, I will tell you exactly what I tell everybody. If you enjoy yourself doing it, and you are not hurting yourself or someone else. And yes, I realize
yes.
pain. We're just putting, just kind of put that to one side.
Uh-huh.
Go right ahead and do it. Who the hell are you hurting by wearing diapers, having a baby bottle, and a pacifier stuffed in your face?
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, yeah.
It's no different
Don't let
than
your
some
date
idiot
see that.
That's hooked on crack that's chewing on one. So at least you're having more fun than they are. So
hooked on crack is chewing on one.
Max Toys
Toy
industry, yes, there is an industry out there that is that actually caters to adult babies with, you know, adult-sized cribs and adult-sized onesies and adult-sized diapers and adult-sized everything, everything.
Right. So they want to be burped and everything, huh?
It depends. A lot of it has to do with nurturing, yes. So some of it they want to be able to soil the diapers. That's a big thing. Some of them like the smell. I had one guy tell me once that he just absolutely loved putting the fresh diaper against his face. He would sleep with them.
Wow.
Because
I'm learning, Dr.
Sue. Diapers have, yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Exactly. And this is why we're so blessed to all our listeners. You know, Dr. Sue is here.
Blessed. Meanwhile, everybody's going, oh, I can't sleep tonight.
Okay, like, oh, my God, did Dr. Sue say? And they're going to be Googling it. Like, Google it. Yes, please do. That's, you know, that's a good thing to do. Anytime you hear anything that you're not sure about, you should be doing your
Google
own research
seriously,
on
yeah.
it. Definitely.
And
Smack Boy,
no, they don't always change themselves if they're lucky enough to have a woman who is willing to be mommy, but there are also rent-a-mommy businesses out there as well.
Wow.
So
amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But, oh my
huge.
Goodness, but...
So see what you people have learned.
Yes, exactly. With Dr.
And again,
Sue,
don't judge everybody. Please do not judge.
No,
stop
no
judging.
Judging.
Don't worry about it. It's not bugging you. Mind your business. That's
exactly.
My rule. Mind your
and
business.
It's true. And I might have, you know, been shocked. I might be shocked for the entire weekend, all the way to Memorial Day. I'm going to remember this. But at the same time.
Well, see, here's what I'm thinking. By doing this show and my show, I think... It's only fair that if I have to be afraid to close my eyes at night, I should spread that joy. So I'm spreading it all to y'all so that you can all just be as afraid as me to close an eye at night. So just keep that in mind.
Exactly. And Smackboy said, thanks, Doc. So,
you're
yeah,
welcome,
we do
Smack
appreciate
Boy.
You. And, you know, we love Dr. Sue. So tune in because Dr. Sue has her own show. If you want to just tell them a little bit about your show, Doc, and
this
tell them where they can reach you.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You got it, baby. This Tuesday we're going to be talking cuckolding. And you guys are going to learn a lot on that one. And that's something that is extremely popular with couples now. It gives women an enormous amount of power. And men get really turned on by it. Their husbands and whatever get very turned on by it. So you guys can learn a lot about that. And so you're going to want to tune in. Tuesday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, in bed
yes.
with Dr. Sue.
In bed. And where can they reach you, Dr. Sue, to stay connected?
I will. Let me hold on 1 second. I'm going to put it right in the chat room right now. You can get me, if you're listening in, by Twitter, at Dr. Sue, DrSue. You can get me at the DrSueReview.com. The Dr. Sue Review on Facebook, and In Bed with Dr. Sue on Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely. Okay. I hope you guys are taking your notes, or you guys can reach out to me later, and I'll make sure that you have every single thing that connects to Dr. Sue, besides, you know, outside of her social security number, of course, but, you know, you guys can pretty much ask me for everything else on her. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, just go right ahead. And honest to God, everybody, we're going to be playing this again in 2 more weeks, so come up with your ways to shock the doc, because I seem to be shocking you guys more than you're shocking me.
Exactly, exactly. We want you guys to get involved in this. We really, really do. So if anything, you can email us at intuneshow, that's intuneshow, at AOL.com. Put in the subject, shock the doc. That's going to be the subject for all emails coming in. And that way we could differentiate it and we'll read them on the line. We won't say your name if you put that in the email, period.
Oh, yeah, anonymous, totally. I would never say the names. If we did, it would be first name and that's it.
Exactly.
And we don't
if
even
you,
do that. It's just
right.
It's just pretty
right.
sensitive stuff. I mean, hello.
Yeah, exactly,
it's
because I know some of you guys are like,
it's not something
you know,
you want your high school class to find out about.
No, and it's not something you may want your job to find out either. So definitely, you know, let us know whether you know how you want it to be, you know, broadcast. But anyway,
and
guys,
shout
we
out
just want
to Mistress Toxic Goddess.
Oh,
who's
yeah,
in the chat room right now. Finally
Hi,
made
Toxic.
It in right
Hi.
In time for the end of the show, baby cakes.
But you know what? It's better late than never. She's fashionably late, and it's okay.
Right.
It's definitely okay. Shout out to everybody who tunes in to the, for the first time. I hope it's not your last. Dr. Sue is with us every second Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern for an hour. So take advantage of the fact that we have a doctor on the show that's willing to give us insight on any and everything. So that's awesome. We appreciate you, Dr. Sue. We love you, and we all will be tuned in to In Bed with Dr. Sue to just learn more, so you get double the pleasure of having her on
Into
Show and In
Bed. Double your pleasure with double mint gum, babies.
With Dr. Sue, double it, okay? That's how she likes to roll, doubled.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take more than one. I'm fine with that.
Okay, that's why it's In Bed, because she has a huge,
I got a huge
bed,
so I can fit all kinds of people. Everybody's allowed in my bed. That's not a problem.
Exactly. Make it happen. So thank you so much, Doc Sue. And we'll
you
be back on in 2 weeks and Tuesday.
2 weeks.
O'clock
we're
PM.
Shocking the doc still. And I have. So we didn't even scratch the surface tonight, guys. Honestly, you just grab your rocking chairs and hang on.
Exactly. Your rocking chairs. We're going to rock you out of those rocking chairs back into the real world of the living. Okay. Understand that.
The scary world of what goes on behind closed doors.
Thank you so much, Doc. You have a good night.
I shall. Y'all have a great long weekend. Everybody be safe. Ta-ta.
Yes. Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Dr. Sue. Love her, love her, love her. I can't say enough good things about her. Shout out to Romeo for, you know, supporting the Intune show and giving us that beautiful, beautiful piece that he, you know, read for us. So sexy. You know, shout out to Phoenix for always being supportive, like, of the Intune show every freaking, I don't know how many times a day she supports the show, but thank you so much for being so awesome. Shout out to Smack Boys for taking the time to tune in. Shout out to, you know, Doug Chat, you know, I wish he stayed in for the rest of the show, but, you know, sometimes things happen. You have to pull away and then come back. So it's just a few more shows I want to do. Miss Lady, Miss Jazz, she's on Gossip on Friday. So tune in tomorrow because she's just been hitting me up all day talking about how much gossip she has to tell you guys. Shout out to Lady Twinkles, to Big Rich, to, you know, Leah, our fashionista, just Felicia, Tisha, everybody who tunes in all the time, we really, really appreciate you. We love you. And anybody who knows me knows that I like to leave on a track. So we about to play something up for y'all. And I just said, you know, being that Donna Summer passed away, I just think that we should kind of play something for her. And this one is what we do on a regular basis, and that's work hard for the money. So this is She Works Hard for the Money by Donna Summers. Have a good night, baby. See you tomorrow.
poppin'. It's the kid Scarfella from Scarfella Music Group. And you're now in the mix with Miss P. Got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves.
I'm in tune. Let's go. I'm in tune.